אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 4.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam in the article Introduction to the Book of Zohar, letter 46.
Yes, we completed a certain portion of the introduction. Now we're going into another part. Let's go.
Letter 46. Bear in mind that although the Sefirot are godliness, and there is no difference in them from the top of Keter in the world of Ak, through the bottom of the Sefira of Malchut in the world of Asiya, there is still a great difference with respect to the receivers. Since the Sefirot are considered lights and Kelim, vessels, and the light in the Sefirot is pure godliness. But the Kelim called Kechaptum in each of the lower worlds, Beria, Yetzira, Asiya, of the three lower worlds, are not considered godliness. Rather, they are covers that conceal the light of Ensof, of infinity, within them, and ration a certain amount of its light to the receivers. So each of them will receive only according to the level of its purity. In this respect, although the light itself is one, we name the lights in the Sefirot Naranchai, because the light divides according to the qualities of the vessels. Malchut is the thickest cover, hiding the light of infinity. The light it passes from him to the receivers is only a small portion, related to the purification of the still body of man. This is why it is called Nefesh. The vessel of Tiferet is purer than the vessel of Malchut. The light it transfers from infinity relates to the purification of the vegetative part of man's body, since it acts in it more than the light of Nefesh. This is called the light of Ruach. The vessel of Binah is purer still than Tiferet, and the light it transfers from infinity relates to the purification of the animate part of man's body, and it is called the light of Neshama. The purest of all is the vessel of Chokhmah. The light it transfers from infinity relates to the purification of the speaking part of man's body. It is called the light of Chaya, and its action is beyond measurement.
I think we don't have questions still on this. What is he saying? He's saying that we have the light of Ein Sof, the upper light, and when it passes through all the phases that it built, we've learned that in the four phases of direct light, then it turns out that it passes its light through these phases each time in a different way. And it depends on what phases it's passing through. So he says, according to the measure of concealment that exists in each and every phase. So he says, Malchut is the coarsest cover or concealment. It only passes through the light of Nefesh, the smallest light. Tiferet, or Zeranpin as we call it, is pure, passes the light of Ruach. Binah is even thinner, passes the light of Neshama. Chokhmah is even more refined, and it passes the light of Chaya. So Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, they pass through all of the Sfirot, Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, or Zeranpin, Malchut, in towards the lower ones. And that's what he tells us here, no more. The light itself is complete godliness. There is no change in it, wherever it is. But the receivers, through the Sfirot, receive through their accordance with the Sfirot. And that's why we say there are changes in the light, but there are no changes in the light. There's only changes in the receiver, to the extent that the receiver matches itself to the light. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот эти виды света, это только вызваны...
Yes, dear Rav, those same types of lights that's invited by the Sfirot, the vessels, or the light has some...
There is nothing that exists in the light. All the results that we feel with regards to the light are only the results in our vessels. PT 12.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. The question, Bala Sulam here says that the coarsest desires belongs to the inanimate, the Malchut. The more refined desire relates to the vegetative, and even more refined to the animate part, and the most refined, he says, relates to the light of, yes, the light of Chaya relates to the speaking in man. How does this turn out? It's like the opposite.
Opposite to the coarseness, that the greater the coarseness and the restriction over it and the masach over it, then the viut becomes zakut, becomes purity or refinement, and it passes greater light. So that's the inverse relation between lights and vessels. 47, mister.
Letter 47. In Partzuf Nefesh, which one attains through engaging in Torah and mitzvot without the intention, there is already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there. And when one strengthens and observes Torah and mitzvot with the desired aim, he purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive in him. And to that extent, builds the dot of Ruach into a partzuf. And by performing the 248 mitzvot of to do with intention, the dot expands through its 248 spiritual organs. And by observing the 365 mitzvot, commandments of not to do, the dot expands through its 365 tendons. When it is completed with all 613 organs, it rises and clothes the Sfira of Tiferet in the spiritual world of Asiya, which extends to him a greater light from infinity, called the light of Ruach, which corresponds to the purification of the vegetative part in man's body. And all the items of the still, vegetative, and animate in the world of Asiya related to the level of Tiferet aid one's partzuf of Ruach to receive the light from the Sfira of Tiferet in all its entirety, as was explained above concerning the light of Nefesh. Because of this, it is called vegetative of Kedusha. The nature of its light is like the corporeal vegetative. There are distinct differences in motion in each of its elements. Likewise, the spiritual light of vegetative already has enough strength to shine in unique ways for each and every organ of the 613 organs in Parzuf Ruach. Each of them manifests the power of action related to that organ. Also, with the emergence of Parzuf Ruach, the dot of the degree above it emerged from it, a dot of the light of Neshama, which clothes in its internality.
This is how we have one Parzuf comes out of another Parzuf, Parzuf Nefesh, from that comes Parzuf Ruach, then Neshama, Chaya, Echida. That's how all the Parzufim are built, from how the upper light spreads, expands to the will to receive, gives power to the will to receive, and the will to receive is organized accordingly, connects accordingly, and then to the extent that it can be similar to the light, even though it's a desire that's opposite to the light, but to the extent that it can also be in bestowal, then it receives the light within it, and then the two, the light and the desire, begin to work together. And these corrections, they reach all the parts of the will to receive, which are called tendons and organs and so forth.
Chaver tu.
Chaver tu.
Boker tov. Good
morning. He says when the dot is completed in the 613 organs, it clothes into the Sefirah of Tiferet. So the Sefirah is a result, or is it a means? Meaning, the man uses the Sefirot, or he recognizes them after they emerge?
These are questions that are completely different and unrelated. Sfira means the will to receive, that receive the correction in order to bestow, and accordingly it can receive the light, connect with the upper light that will shine in it, and therefore this will to receive is called Sfira. From the word shines, sapir, sapphire, or luminous.
So is it a means for man?
Let's say it's a means, yeah.
Like a professional has tools, Mekubal has, a Kabbalist has Sefirot.
The corrected will to receive organizes itself in Sefirot. So the will to receive becomes also in order to bestow, and then this form of the will to receive is called, the shape of it is called Sefirah.
In what does it serve man, or what does it serve at all? How does man use this? To bestow to the Creator?
Yes, of course. And there's nothing else. There's no other goal.
Okay.
All right. PT 25.
Rav, question about the connection between Parzufim. From above down, Malchut of the upper is what gives birth to the Parzufim, to the world. But from below up, what's the connection between the upper Parzuf, with the upper Parzuf? How does it connect with the Malchut? How do we connect with the Malchut of the upper?
I don't understand the question.
We know that each lower parzuf is a black point, that's malchut of the upper that gives birth to the lower parzuf, from the malchut of the upper parzuf. But from below upwards, I'm talking about the parzufim that are built from below upwards. What connects, how do they connect to the Malchut of the upper? At what point of the Parzuf?
By the annulment towards the upper one, there is connection with the upper one.
That's it. I understand, but from what aspect does this begin? It's not from Malchut.
From when the upper one shines on the lower one, in these different conditions, the lower one needs to nullify before the upper one, and then he enters the upper one as an embryo.
I could think about that. Yeah, thank you.
On top of all the conditions that the upper one shows, if the lower one arranges itself as an embryo where it doesn't bring up any deficiencies, any conditions, only annulment towards the upper one, that's what it's asking for, then it becomes an embryo.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, а вот вы сказали, что исправленное желание становится...
Yes, Rav. You said that the corrected desire turns into a sphira. In our work between us and the ten, how does the quality of a friend turn into a sphira?
What does it matter in what state it happens? We're talking about desires. If man's desires are such that he can make the Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer on top of them, connect to others, bestow to others, then he transforms his desires to Sfirot. These desires then begin to shine. This is called the light, the darkness shines as light. That first they were dark and now they shine. As a result of achieving equivalence of form with the Creator, meaning they too bestow.
Но вы сейчас говорите про желание человека, как это слышится, как личная работа человека.
But мы всегда говорим, что... You now are talking as if it's man's private work, man's desire. But we're talking about sefirot are not my desires, they're the friends.
How can you bestow if it's not the desires that you feel? You have to feel that you have a will to receive and that you want to nullify it in order to bestow. And then in order to bestow, then towards whom and what? Towards the friends. So you have to connect with them. You have to become connected with them, to bestow to them. And then you become a conduit of the upper light towards them and so forth. That's work.
Ken Gilad.
Rav,
yes, Gilad.
Rav, he tells us in the introduction to Tess, in 155, that this that we're yearning and reminding all the names of the Partufim and all the light, it very much brings man closer to his goal.
Right.
And here in all the text in the introduction to Tess is talking about Sfirot and Partufim and lights and vessels. The attitude has to be the same attitude?
Like what?
Like when he says how to read Tess.
No, here we can't really learn so much from it. He gives us data. Five worlds, the Sfirot, how they're connected and so on. First of all, what he provides here is in great brevity, and he doesn't explain so much. He just lays out the data. This is this and this is that. So it's not really a textbook.
But he reminds her, like, the entire text is filled with the names.
Ah, you mean that if we learn that we can also merit some upper light through that? Of course.
Yeah, just by mentioning the names.
Of course. That's with regards to each and every word of the Kabbalists. That's basically how we use these texts and how we study them. That's true. Yes. Of course, right now, when we read, in our intention to achieve corrections, we draw the surrounding light. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
48. And by engaging in the secrets of Torah and the flavors of the mitzvot, the commandments, he purifies the animate part of his will to receive, and to that extent builds the point of the soul clothed in him in its 248 organs and 365 tendons. When its construction is completed and it becomes a paltzuf, it rises and dresses the Sfira Bina in the spiritual world of Asiya. This vessel is much purer than the first vessels, Tiferet and Malchut. Hence, it transfers to it a great light from infinity called Light of Neshama. All the items of still, vegetative, and animate in the world of Asiya related to the level of Bina aid and serve one's partzuf of Neshama to receive all its light, all its lights from the Sfira Bina, as has been explained about the light of Nefesh. It is also called animate of Kedusha because it corresponds to the purification of the animate part of man's body. So is the nature of its light, as has been explained about the corporeal animate in item 37, which gives a sensation of individuality to each of the 613 organs of the Partsuf. So each of them feels alive and free without any dependency on the rest of the Partsuf. At last, it is discerned that its 613 organs are 613 partsufim, the plural of partsuf, unique in their light, each in their own way. The advantage of this light over the light of ruach in spirituality is as the advantage of the animate over the still and the vegetative in corporeality. And there also extends a da from the light of Chaya of Kedusha, which is the light of the Sfira of Kukma, with the emergence of Partsuf Neshama and clothes in its eternality.
Okay, we have to read this again. I'll read and I'll add more. And by engaging in the secrets of Torah and the flavors of the mitzvot, he purifies the animate part of his will to receive. And to that extent, he builds the point of the soul, dressed in him in its 248 organs and 365 tendons. That's how he acquires the structure of the soul. When its construction is completed, when this paltzuf is completed, and it becomes a partzuf, it rises and dresses the Sfira Bina in the spiritual world of Asiya. This kli is much purer than the first kelim, Tiferet and Malchut. Hence, it transfers to it a great light from Ein Sof called Light of Neshama.
Toronto 3.
Toronto 3.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. How do we properly diagnose these lights within a 10? How do we know what light we are receiving as we're connecting?
No, that's not for us yet. We need to just work on connection between us, making actions that will advance us to greater connection each time, more and more and more. And then, when we achieve that, that our connection is increasing, then we'll begin to feel that we're in a state of the light of Nefesh, then light of Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. That's what we'll feel, but it's all attained within the connection. When we begin to feel that we internally are connected to each other. And then through the connection between us, we build such a connection where we discover the light of Nefesh. What's the light of Nefesh? It is a certain intensity of our connection between us. Then light of Ruach, light of Neshama, and so on. Because all in all, we are correcting our vessel from a vessel that is completely broken to a vessel that is completely connected as one. And these stages is what we're studying right now. So if we connect only, let's say, over Oviut on the level of Shoresh, and we can't connect more than that, meaning on top of a greater coarseness, we can't overcome with our connection. So we feel that there is just light of Nefesh between us, which is still something. We don't feel the Creator yet, there yet. It's just light of Nefesh. But it's already something that belongs to spirituality, to godliness, that we already sense. Then we receive an addition of the ego, and we overcome it and connect ourselves together as a single heart, and then we begin to feel in the connection between us different changes, as the Creator wants to put us through different exercises, just like, say, what we do with a baby. When the baby grows, we begin to play with it, let him give him something to his hands, have him smile or something, do something. That's already light of Ruach, that there are changes like the Ruach, meaning wind that goes in different directions. So similarly, between us, we try to digest these states, and in that we find a connection, a communication between us and the Creator. Then the light of Neshama, we attain it as the ego between us becomes greater, separating us more, and we can't even bear each other. But if we overcome that, and nevertheless we connect, then we begin to find between us the light of Neshama, meaning an intensity of connection that is such between us that we feel ourselves as adults, understanding, knowing, and in accord with the Creator. We understand the Creator, let's say, like children that start growing up, and then they understand us, we understand them, there begins to be some reciprocity, and so on. And then the light of Chaya, where we are already in such connection between us with the Creator, that we already have mutual understanding, mutual actions, mutual feeling, and thanks to the great ego that has appeared, we can then make ourselves more and more equal to Him. And after that, light of Yechida, that signs the whole deal, that unifies everything. And there we feel ourselves probably all completely connected, completely as one, and together with the Creator. This is essentially the process that we need to go through. What am I trying to emphasize here? That it all is attained through the connection between us, the intensity of the connection between us, the extent to which each one can nullify himself towards the others, and how much each one can connect himself to others, and thereby we achieve identification with the Creator.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay. Moscow 3.
В отрывке написано, пока не становится ясно, что его 613 органов — это
613 organs are the 613 organ paltzuf. What does this mean? This doesn't tell us anything. We're talking about the whole vessel, that we need to reach a state that we connect all the parts between us, all the desires in each and every one, and each one with everyone, and that's it. We cannot enter now into all the details of each and every one. Rather, it's clear to us. Each one is incorporated of 613 organs and attendants. All the 613 private desires of the will to receive that we need to correct, all of them. And we can divide them in five levels. The levels of coordinates, root 1, 2, 3, 4, and the lights that we correct them and we fill them, nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida, nachon chai, and all the details along the path, we'll learn. The main thing is to understand what is happening here. What is the operation? So the operation is always in connection between us, only.
Okay, so what are the secrets of the Torah and flavors of the mitzvot?
You will reveal this along the way, along the path. When you will make corrections on the vessels, then according to your suitability to the lights that you're bestowing on the side of the desire, like the Creator is bestowing on the side of the light, then you'll discover the light inside the desire, and you'll understand the nature of the light, the nature of the Creator within your desire. Then you'll reveal. That's called that you're going to attain the secrets of the Torah, the flavors of the Torah. That's all according to the suitability of the desire to the light. Latin 8.
Gracias, querido Rab. Pregunta de la decena.
Thank you, dear Rav.
Debe ser la intención.
Question from the 10.
De cada uno de los amigos de la decena para atraer.
What should be the right intention of each one of the friends in the 10 in order to draw the surrounding light?
Only connection. Nothing more to say. We're all broken vessels, and we all need to reach connection between us as much as internally possible, as much as it's revealed to us where that line of the shattering passes through us. There, we need to stick to adhere each one to the others. That clear? Okay. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. What does he mean when he say that all the items of still vegetative inanimate in the world of Asiyah are related to the level of Binah, aid and serve one's potsuf of Neshama? What does it mean that still vegetative inanimate are in this whole thing? What does it mean?
Desires that are on the levels of still vegetative and animate, that they now enter correction. That you can correct them.
PT 18.
PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, if you can please explain. You told us we're only talking about actions of connection now, and here he talks about a personal feeling of each and every organ, without any ascent of the whole potsuf. It's unclear what kind of connection there is here.
wants more connection, as much as he can do it, he should do. How can we speak in discernments that you don't feel them, you don't understand them? How can we? When the time will come, we'll talk about it. In the meantime, do what's up to you to do, and as much, as fast as possible.
I'm asking in the context of connection.
Make connection, all in your hand and ability to do, do.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask another question? Thank you. The state that he talks about, the point of the upper state that exists in the lower state in all the degrees, can we say it's what we learn that the malchut of the upper one exists in the...
Yeah, Keter of the lower one.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Rav.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Sostener que no existe nada aparte de él.
Thank you, Rav.
Conectar todo lo que nos sucede con la raíz es una...
Se puede to say that there's no one else besides him to connect everything to the root, can this be considered a form of bestowal, or it's on the way to bestowal?
Otpam?
Bien?
Quiero decir, si uno consigue sostener todo el tiempo que todo lo que sucede proviene de la misma raíz.
If a person manages to see that whatever happens comes from the same root, that there's nothing besides the Creator, is that a level of bestowal or it's on the way to bestowal?
It's not him doing something, it's the Creator revealing. The Creator is revealed such that the person understands that it comes from above. Now, what does man do from within this? Surely the person cannot do any spiritual action. The only spiritual action he can do is to pray. So, accordingly, man sees and feels his ten, the extent of connection he's capable of making, and as much as he can aim direct to the Creator this connection, and that's how he turns to the Creator. And once again I say, it's not dependent, like look where you are. Each one can be in any different corner of the world. It's not important. You have a connection between you. It's enough. It's enough in order to tie between you spiritually. Do this. Ask of the Creator, meaning to do this, and you'll begin to reveal what we're reading here. 48, right? 49.
Item 49. Once he has been rewarded with the great light called Light of Neshama, each of the 613 organs in that Patsuf fully shine in their own unique way, each as an independent Patsuf. Then there opens before him the possibility to engage in each mitzvah according to its true intention. For each organ in the partsuf of the soul lights the path of each mitzvah related to that organ. Through the great power of those lights, he purifies the speaking part of his will to receive and inverts it into a desire to bestow. And to that extent, the point of the light of Chaya dressed within him is built in its spiritual 248 organs and 365 tendons. When it is completed into a complete potsuf, it rises and dresses the Sfira of Chokhmah in the spiritual world of Asiya, which is an immeasurably pure Kli. Therefore, it extends a tremendous light to him from Ein Sof, called the light of Chaya.
לנשמה.
Or neshama to neshama, and all the elements in the world of Asiya, which are the still, vegetative, and inanimate, related to the Sfira of Chokhmah, aid him in receiving the light of the Sfira of Chokhmah to the fullest. It is also called speaking of Kedusha, since it corresponds to the purification of the speaking part in man's body. The value of that light in godliness is as the value of the speaking in the corporeal, still vegetative animate in speaking. This means that one obtains the sensation of others in a way that the measure of that light over the measure of the spiritual, still vegetative inanimate is as the advantage of the corporeal speaking over the corporeal still over the corporeal still vegetative inanimate. And the light of Ensof dressed in this potsuf is called the light of Yechida.
Continue.
Item 50. Indeed, you should know that these five lights, Naranchai, received from the world of Asiya, are but Naranchai of the light of Nefesh, and have nothing of the light of Ruach. This is because the light of Ruach is only in the world of
Yetzirah.
The light of Neshama is only in the world of Bria. The light of Chaya is only in the world of Atzilut. And the light of Yechida only in the world of Ak. But as we said above, everything that exists in the whole appears in all the items too, down to the smallest possible item. Thus, all five qualities, Naranchai, exist in the world of Asiya as well. Although they are only Naranchai of Nefesh. Similarly, all five qualities, Naranchai, exist in the world of Yetzirah, which are the five parts of Ruach. Also, there are all five qualities, Naranchai, in the world of Bria, which are the five parts of Neshama. So it is in the world of Atzilut, which are the five parts of the light of Chaya, and so it is in the world of Ak, which are the five parts of the light of Yechida. The difference between the worlds is, as we've explained, in the distinctions between each of the Naranchai of Asiya.
Beseder?
Okay. This is how it just keeps going. We have no more actually than the will to receive, that we need to see how distant it is from sanctity, from holiness, how much we need to request correction. The upper light comes, corrects it, and then in such a manner we get closer to the Creator. On us, it's only dependent the raising of the man, meaning a lack, demand, request for the Creator to correct us. In what? And this that He'll connect us between us above all our egoistic desire that we are repulsing, rejecting one another. The technology is very simple. There is nothing here besides these actions, and they are specifically in such a manner existing all the time, like a clock. PT6.
All the lights, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, they're all lights of Chokhmah?
No, light of Chokhmah is only Chaya Yechida. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach is, in general, very small light.
neshama is already chasadim, truly strong. And then comes light of chokmah, it's revealed in vessels of reception, on the coarseness, thickness of 1, 2, 3, they still vessel of reception, meaning no large will to receive such the works that it can draw the light on the touch to bestow. This meaning there has to be a large pull or a draw and a great green masaf and then great returning light. That's a great action of bestowal that we have. What else do we have? PT 13.
Rav, רציתי לשאול, באות נ"ט הוא כותב ש...
Rav, I wanted to ask, in item 49, he writes that...
No, כן,
59, right? Right, 49, yeah. So he writes that that with regards to this, the corporeal is still vegetative, animate, and speaking, meaning that only when we receive the light of yichida, there is the sensation of others, and not before.
Look, I can't explain these things so much. What does it mean, feeling the others? Animals also, they feel humans next to them. They say that plants also feel people that get closer to them. It's positive or negative towards them, good or bad. If they did something bad to them, it remembers them. In each and every desire, there's feeling of the others because it wants to enjoy. And bestowal is the same things. So such he determines in the meantime. We'll reach this and we'll check if he's right or not.
Another question, but all of this only talks about the correction of the world of Asiya, right?
Right.
So what is there to attain if he says that on the level of animate, when the flavors of mitzvot are attained. So if all of that is in the world of Asiya, then...
But we're talking about the height of the world of Asiya. The world of Asiya. But you also have, besides this world of Yitzira, Briya, Atzilut, there's still what more to attain. And there's different discernments there.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask. So if there is already discernments in the world of Asiya, then what are the other discernments of Yitzira, Briya, and so on?
In a different degree, different level. Well, like you enter day school, you see life, kids running around, yelling, and full of life. But you're the adult, you look at them, you understand that... Life of babies, of little kids. You go to a school, it's already something else. Then you go to university, you see something different still. And then in adult life, it's bigger life. But the type of life is different on each level. Let's first enter the level where we can be good kids.
No, Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Yeah, with regards to Shlomo's question, usually in tests we learn from above downwards, and here it sounds like it's more from below upwards, is that right?
No, below upwards we are now talking about the degrees of attainment. Degrees of attainment. Moscow 3.
Спасибо. В 50-м отрывке описан какой-то процесс, который трудно понять.
In item 50,
ощущение ближнего
возникает. It's a process that's described that is hard to understand. And then he says that the sensation of others needs to appear. What sensation of others are we talking about?
And upon them you learn, together with them you advance, between them you reveal the Creator. This is what's close, that's the friends.
Я имею в виду, у нас всегда в десятке есть какое-то ощущение товарища. А он здесь описал
процесс, а потом in our 10 there's always a feeling of a friend. Here he talks about some process and then he says there's a sensation of others. There's something hidden here.
I would advise you, don't dig in here like there's some secrets between the words. All the secrets are in man's heart and not in the books. If you will try to correctly express what's written in the book upon yourself, then you'll reveal all the secrets. And not that it's in the book. There's nothing in the book. You'll see philosophy there and whatnot. But what's important is what you feel, you specifically, and only in your heart.
So it's feeling the heart of the friend, that's what it's about?
Yes, yes. It's a fun too.
The corporeal desires are the development or result of the spiritual desire?
Corporeal desires is the development of spiritual desires only within the ego, within the will to receive. Yes. As much as they can give like a copy there. And from this we have all our corporeal world, that's why it's called an imaginary world. That in terms of the spiritual desire doesn't exist, and the corporeal desire only exists in imagination. It doesn't really exist. That's why this world is called imaginary. That we seemingly describe it to ourselves as if it exists, but really in spirituality it doesn't exist at all. Doesn't exist.
Okay. How to feel it after all?
Feel it by equivalence of form as we learn. Only equivalence of form if you'll have in a bit, in something, those same qualities like in the spiritual world, you'll begin to feel it. That's it. That's called that you rise, ascend to spirituality.
Thank you, Rav.
Where are we now?
We've finished item 50.
No, we shouldn't continue. So we're going to stop here at 51. What does Tel Aviv 4 want?
יש תקלה, לא שומעים.
אה, סליחה. בסדר. There's a problem, we can't, technical problem, we can't hear. Can you hear now?
Oh, now we hear you.
Sorry. If I understand correctly, in every new level of connection, there is a point in the heart, maybe we can call it, or a point in the upper, of the upper one in the lower one.
Yes, we learn it this way. That the point of the achab of the upper is neglagalta enayim of the lower one, and that's the connection between the upper and the lower one, and this we need to reveal. Where? In the center of the connection between us.
So what comes first? The engagement in connection in Torah and Mitzvot, or the point appears first and then it pushes us to connect?
From above, the point pushes us, but from below, we need to rise in order to attain it.
That's it.
One is from the side of the Creator and one is from our side, what we need to do.
Okay.
18:19.
Towards the end of the lesson, I wanted to ask you, you recently tell us a lot that we don't have connection in the tents. Okay, we feel bad about it because I think we're doing a lot. And what do you think is still missing so that we have connection? We don't understand.
Prayer.
So in your view, we don't pray sufficiently?
I don't know, according to my opinion or not, after everything you hear, that all is attained by the power of prayer, then you understand everything is in your hands.
Okay, so what is the prayer? What should be the prayer?
Possibly. Look what's written.
What needs to be the prayer? For connection?
Here, for a connection, yes.
Can you give an example from how you were, what used to be your prayer, what you wanted?
This, that we rise above to connection between us, and then when we reach this, in this we receive revelation of the Creator.
But to beg, to cry...
Beg and cry. Yes.
What about the hatred you said that we have to reach?
You don't need to reach any hate, only love.
The hatred comes by itself.
I don't think about the hate at all. If it's revealed, we'll need to rise above it. But not that I'm expecting hate. I don't have that in any thought, any desire.
We want to reach love, you understand?
So reach it. Don't think about hate, think about love.
So how do we reach it? That's the question.
By prayer.
Only prayer, no actions?
Prayer is called an action.
Thank you.
Hebrew 10, final, last one.
Thank you. So there are mechanisms like the one of prayer we just talked about. There is a mechanism of action in the group, and there is one of dissemination. What if we do the first two mechanisms and not dissemination, is it worthwhile, or there has to be also the dissemination mechanism?
Yes, dissemination is very important because it shows how much you are worried for, caring for the whole end of correction.
So the power of dissemination, is that more powerful than the other things, or they're all equal?
They all need to be.
Okay.
They all need to be.
Okay, thank you, Rav.
ET 17.
Shalom.
Hello, Rav. What is the condition? When do the prayers for connection of each and every one connect into a single unified prayer? We can't seem to go through this stage.
Try to check what each one is yearning for. Try to compare between these different yearnings, these directions, what each one is requesting. Try to see that you're requesting the same thing. Scrutinize. Do you want the same thing? Or do you want to reach the same discernment? And then your prayer will be more united until it will truly be connected into what's called one man as one heart. Asia.
Morning, Rafter. What does it mean that the nefesh of the Kadosh is a part of the prostrate of the nefesh?
Nefesh de Kedusha,
nefesh of sanctity is the smallest desire to bestow, which there is in reality. And this we can say is the point of the point in the heart in man, from it, from which we begin. That's it. Okay. We still remain in a workshop. How are we passing the day today? Please, let's talk and determine how do we want to pass our day and what manner must it end? What phenomena, what result? Please, let's go on.
What result? We have to all be together during the day and basically work throughout the day in a way that the part of the heart is always with the friends. That there is this stable kind of feeling with the friends.
By chance, me and Oleg today are on duty, connection duty, and we want to bring on, pass on the sensation of the prayer is the action. We want to scrutinize this each day, moment of the day, the prayer, and we want to work on this together to build the prayer.
We'll remind each other about our goal, do it with a smile. The day needs to end with an increasing effort for connection, joined with a joyfulness. Yeah.
We also spoke in the preparation of the lesson what actions we need to do towards one another, and the friend spoke really nicely. We have our meetings, our requests, our regular prayer that we need to unite to the Creator from the entire ten. And of course, what stands out most is the level of our connection, which is increasing during the day and over the course of the whole day. Michael.
Yeah, we want to keep this inclination over everything that appears. We see this is another way the Creator governs us, and every one of us cares about helping the friends and make sure that each one has the right tendency and the right spirit to help the friends. Yes.
Yes, to make an effort as much as possible to worry for the friends, even nervously, angrily maybe, not to be apathetic. And then from all our efforts, in the evening we'll feel joy as the result of all our investment, that we're investing into the connection between us. Sean?
Moshe?
The day needs to end with a prayer. We need to organize our deficiency as a 10. It needs to end with a battle on the morning lesson, that we charge the lesson, the preparation for the lesson, attack it.
The desired result is that we don't see any result. It's that we have a sensation of a large deficiency on one hand, and on the other hand, a sensation of joy and praise and gratitude that this is how it's been done.
Right, we need to remember very carefully that no one does the correction on his own, like Rav also said, that, but only by helping others. And let's try to maintain this mutual concern during the day.
Yes, only from dedication, devotion to the path, and the correct attitude to one another, and persistence. Only through that we can, at the end of the day, reach the mutual sensation for our prayer, the true lack. And that's our path. All the time to reach that same lack, that same yearning that will give us the power, the force all the time to continue. Chizik.
Yes, let's try to, that the day will pass as in a way that's very thick as much as possible, that will be surrounded by the right thoughts and attention. All the things that really cause us to become a conduit for the light that reforms. Because ultimately, it's all there. We just need focus, attention, to really see where we are and what connects us.
We're preparing our friends for the morning lesson tomorrow. We're worried for the friends. We care for them, for their advancement, and how we're going to raise the greatness of the goal for them.
Yeah, I don't know how else to upgrade what we discussed so far. Workshop is extending a bit, but we'll continue to stick to the tasks we've set for ourselves with the connection duties and so on.
It shows us how much we're in rhythm and pace to overcome the obstacles that exist between us. And as much as they are greater, we connect upon them even more and really reveal our urgency necessity for the adhesion. And this is the desired result of this day, to truly increase the pace of the events and states in our 10, and the demand that the Creator shall come and correct them. Shaul and Oleg.
We ask for strength from the friends to receive help from the Creator.
Yes, with those in connection duty, we see this day as an attack on connection, protection and prayer for the connection, to realize it, to reach ready, to be prepared for the lesson tomorrow. Let's make an attack, David.
Yeah, everything that depends on us, which is really the intention, and that's really the action, and of course the schedule that we have, the Zoom meetings, ultimately the desired result is that we do a lot of actions, a lot of movements, but ultimately stay empty, because the Creator has to hide everything, so we'll be having a very great deficiency. And happy that this is happening. I think that's the work in two lines, and hope we already achieve that.
Yeah, and specifically on top of all the repulsion, the opposition, the lack of desire to reach connections, meetings over the course of the day, when you really need to make a strong push, even to feel that the 10 is like a magnet drawing you back immediately over all obstacles, darkness revealed, back into the center of the 10. That's what we need all the time, to live inside the front.
And our broadcasts today from 10 to 10:30 are Dr. Lightman with Simeon Vinokur from 10:35 to 11:05. the program Inner Look with Rav and Owen Levy from 11:10 to 11:40. Rav Lightman with Israel Shimshon. With this we conclude, and a song.
Preghiera che dà forza per aprire i nostri cuori. Quando la luce splende, lasciamo l'anima libera. Riempiremo i nostri pozzi che da tempo sono secchi, come un albero che cresce con lo splendore negli occhi. Ascender, ascender, uniti a scender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti a scender, ascender, ascender, uniti a scender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti a scender. Hai un resto del corazón che quiere apercarse. Y dentro de él, a un hombre acurrucarse, hay un rezo del llanto para abrir las puertas del cielo que une a los puntos. Pronto vamos a vivir, a subir, a subir, unidos a subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin, a subir. Unidos a subir, ascender, ascender, uniti a scender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti a scender, a subir, a subir, unidos a subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir, ascender, ascender, uniti a scender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti a scender, a subir, a subir, unidos a subir, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. A subir, uniti a scender.